Hello, and welcome to the podcast where I'm going to be interviewing Chase Martin. I've got 10 questions for you, Chase.
All right.
Number one, if you could change one thing about your life, what would it be and why?
I'd definitely give myself a new vehicle. That's one thing I'd change because you don't know how it is to pay a loan off on a vehicle that's not even worth how much the loan is. So,
did something happen to your last vehicle?
Yeah, I sold it.
You sold it?
Because my dad gave me a new one, but it was just as bad as the old one. And now I own money on it.
So what you're saying is you just wasted money on that vehicle because you traded it in for the vehicle that was the
same
thing.
I didn't trade it in. More like I showed up one day to my dad's house, and he told me that I'm leaving my vehicle at his house and that I'm not getting it back. So I thought I was in trouble. And then like an hour later, he brought me into the garage and he goes, "Here's your car. We're selling yours." So I was like, "Oh, okay."
And now what kind of car was this? What was the new one?
The new one, it's a little Dodge Neon.
Pretty nice.
I owe like $3,000 on it.
Oh.
And it still doesn't run right.
So you traded your car in?
In all, I probably for one spent of the like same value. $4,000 on it.
So you've spent more money on your new car?
Than I have on the old car, yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I didn't even buy the new car.
So your dad just basically gave you something that you're paying for?
Yes, and his version of saying is, welcome to the real world of adulthood.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good one. My mom hits me with that a lot. All right, second question. What is your biggest fear and why?
I don't really have any fears. I don't like spiders. I guess that would be a fear.
I agree.
Those little...
What is it about spiders?
Little suckers, those little... I don't know, like once you see them, you're like, ha-ha, squish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they're, like... really small, that's when you gotta kill them, like, ASAP, because then, like, boom, they disappear, yeah. And you're like, where'd they go?
And you just gotta burn the house down right away.
No, you just close the door and leave it for somebody else, or yell for somebody in the house, come kill this spider!
Dude,
it's in the room!
I yelled at my mom to come there and kill a spider up until the age of, like, 15.
I still do it now.
Yeah? That's what moms are good for, dude.
Yeah, or my brother, he'll take a sandal or something and just...
They're throwing it at the wall.
Yep.
Okay. Now for the third question. Chase, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live and why?
Probably Canada.
Why is that?
Oh, you know, I've been to Canada a handful of times, and it's, you know, peaceful, you know?
What do you like to do up in Canada?
I like to go fishing, you know, go on a boat, go in the middle of nowhere, you know, where there's no, you know, like, police or civilization around, you know?
Oh, really?
You just sit there and do whatever you want.
Nobody really cares?
Shoot squirrels or, you know, fish in a lake or, you know, do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin, because... they've got cheese, and I like cheese.
Cheese is very good. Cheese curds?
They've got some pretty good cheese up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Question number four. What are some of your biggest regrets in life?
I'd have to think about that for a second. Biggest regrets. What do you mean by like regretting? What
is there anything in your life that you've done that you regret that if you could go back, would you change it?
No.
No?
No, life's pretty just grand as it is, because I feel like if I were to go back and change anything, either A, it would make it worse than it already was, or B, it wouldn't change anything. So I don't think I'd change anything because, you know...
You like where you're at now?
I don't like where I'm at right now, but I don't think I could fix where I'm at right now. So, just rolling with the flow.
Rolling with the flow. All right. Even though you're still young, Chase, what are some of your biggest accomplishments in life so far?
Biggest accomplishments. I mean, I wouldn't say like getting a job would be an accomplishment.
That's it. Because
I've had like 3 jobs.
But you're still like doing more than a lot of other kids do that don't get the job.
Yeah, because they're really lazy and don't.
Or their parents are just rich, so they don't have to get a job.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You ever been to LeClaire?
Yeah, that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Biggest accomplishment. Biggest accomplishment was buying my first vehicle.
On your own?
Yeah, it was last year.
Was it the van?
No, it was a truck.
Was it a nice truck?
No, it was garbage.
Did it break down? Is that why it doesn't...
It broke down and then fixed it and then sold it. And now I've got a car.
Would you rather have the truck again if it was fixed?
Yes. Yeah. But in the long run, there would have been more problems with the truck because it was all rust. The car's all rust, but I mean, like, not all of it.
That's what happens when you're in the Midwest and drive on the salt and stuff in the winter.
Yeah, and it was a Ford, so...
Oh, yep, fix or repair daily. All right, question number 5. Or no, question number 6. Who has been the biggest role model in your life?
You want a legit answer?
I'd like a legit answer, Chase.
Okay, all right. Probably my dad.
Dad? Why is that?
I don't know. He's just, you know, got things planned out. He's always got, I don't know. I don't want to go, like, in too depth so people, like, know everything about my life.
Yeah, that's
fair.
That's fair.
You know, he went from living with my grandparents after my parents got a divorce to having some, trying to think of nicer words, a big, nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Went from living with grandparents to big, nice house.
That's good, and he still looked after you.
Yes, and then now he bought me a car. Which, I mean, you could say, oh, your parents bought you a car. The car was $500. I make $500 every other week. So, I mean, I could have bought myself a car, but
he was being nice.
Did it, and then I sold my truck for $500. So, I mean, technically, I could have just...
Traded, pretty much.
Bought the car.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just gotta clarify for people, your parents bought you a car, and you're lucky. My parents would never buy me a car.
Yep, that's...
Yeah, that's most people, but, you know, I'm not here to judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, moving on to question number 7. If you had the ability to be any job in the world, what job would you pick and why?
Any job,
mm-hmm.
without any training.
Without any training. Just jump right into it.
And, like...
No schooling,
elaborate,
no
like, can I do whatever I want in that job and not get in trouble?
Depends.
Oh,
What are we talking about?
Elaborate on that
one. What kind of job did you have in mind, Chase?
You want an honest answer?
Honest answer.
Okay, so I definitely, you know, no training or nothing. Definitely be a cop.
A cop. Oh, okay, yeah, cop. Yep, that's always good. Why would you be a cop, Chase?
I don't know. I mean, be one of those mean cops, you know, but at the same time, be one of those nice cops, you know.
Gotcha. So you're swinging your power around.
Yeah, you gotta show who's boss, and sometimes you'd be like, "What's up? You want to play some basketball, man?"
Yeah, run up on the hoops, shoot some hoops with the boys, yeah?
Yeah, and then, you know, get into those new dance moves and stuff, you
know? Are you good at those, Chase?
No.
No? You sure?
I don't dance. I'm
too... Yeah, we're too white to dance.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 8. If you had 1 week to live and $100 million to spend, what would you do and why?
Bad answer, good answer. Which one do you want?
We'll take somewhere in between. Just try to censor yourself the best you can.
This isn't a legit answer. Like, mm-hmm. This isn't what I would give you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, based on what we're
but
doing.
But, yeah, like, I guess there's no need to really... You said how long to live?
1 week and $100 million.
Yeah, there's really no need to buy a house.
Mm-mm.
So I think what I would do... You said $100 million?
$100 million.
Yeesh.
A lot of money.
I probably... Buy a mall.
A whole mall?
Sure.
Like Mall of America?
Or that's just like a strip mall? That's more than probably $100 million. But like... Some form of big building.
Mm.
And then... In a week... Rent myself some construction equipment. And just drive through every single place in there. And then, you know, while I'm at it...
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me rearrange this.
Okay.
The order. First, I buy a bunch of guns.
Yeah.
Then I would buy a mall.
Yeah.
And since it's on a big plot of property,
mm-hmm.
turn it into a quote-unquote indoor gun range. But first, I gotta get all that construction equipment, get some people that are willing to, you know, just go through a bunch of shops with construction equipment and destroy
like wrecking
it
balls and like skid steers and stuff and just start
yeah,
knocking
just,
stuff over.
Just not even like stop and then like break walls down. I mean just like full force punch through
like
a wall.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
Like, oh boom. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
gotcha.
After you do that, everybody stands on one side of the mall and just shoots at random stuff.
It sounds safe to
like
me.
Like mannequins and, you know, the whatnot, the whole nine yards.
That might be an OSHA violation, I feel like, if you're shooting through walls when there's other people near. But, I mean,
there's
you got
nobody near because, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
And if police came to me, you know what I'd say?
I got a week to live.
Take these $2 million right here. Slip them some money, you know, and be like, hey.
I feel like.
I got about 5 days and, like, 30 hours left to live, so take this $2 million, right? Just shoot.
And you think they'd leave?
If they didn't, then not giving you my honest opinion honest explanation.
Yeah.
But I guess I'd stop.
You'd kindly ask them to. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Okay. Perfect. Beautiful. Okay, Chase, moving on to question 9. You just learned that you're being sentenced to death, but you can choose any way in the entire world to die. What do you choose and why? How would you die, Chase? You just make up wildest imagination.
I've got something real cool, but I'll say the real cool one, but not any other ones.
Okay.
So, definitely... Any way to die,
mm-hmm.
I'd go to a monster truck show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be on the bottom stack pile of the like cars in between the ramps and stuff. And just get smashed eventually.
So
but also enjoy the monster trucks going around me in circles.
Dude, once you get smashed, you're everywhere. Like,
I don't care. I was at a Monster Jam show, bro.
That's his trip.
They were doing dirt bikes and stuff. And I'm just sitting here in the middle of it. Everybody's like, woo!
And then they get you just.
And nobody knows that I'm there.
Oh, nobody knows you're there.
Well, I mean, you said it could be any way possible.
That is true.
The only people that know I'm there are the monster truck drivers.
Ooh, don't you feel like they're going to feel guilty then?
Well, I mean, maybe, unless they know what I did.
Oh, yeah, that's
depending
true.
Depending on what
never
I got sentenced for.
Yeah, we never said what you did. Let's say you did something horrific, so they'd be happy to crush
sure.
you.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Last question, question number 10. If you could only have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It's not really a hard question. Like, I can only eat that food for the rest of my life?
Yep, that is the only food you can have.
Mm. So I don't want to be a fat boy for the rest of my life.
Okay.
One food.
And you have to live on it for the rest of your life. And the only drink you have is, like, water.
Hmm.
It's a tricky question.
Man. I'd have to say tacos.
Tacos. Like specific kinds of tacos? Or just
you didn't tell me it had to be specific. Any kind of tacos. I could put like beans and rice and meat and cheese and tomatoes and lettuce. I could change it up every single day. It could be a hard shell taco. Soft shell taco. Walking taco. Could be Doritos.
That is true. It is all tacos. I mean, yeah, you'd always get your nutrients.
It's tacos. Lettuce, tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Getting your veggies in there.
Cheese, meat, starches, and other stuff.
Yeah.
You can make a taco any way you want it. You could do it with a hot dog bun.
Put some potatoes in there.
Yeah, you can do whatever, man.
Dang, I'm hungry now, and it's right before lunch. All right, well, thank you, Chase, for the interview. That was
10
out of 10.
No problem, Maggie.
All right, perfect.